It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. As you can tell, we've moved the show up a half hour because we are tailgate central. We are the beginning of your day's football. Get out, get those grill fired up. I'm Jop, he's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. It is a good day to grill. If the Grillin' Guys are on, it means it's Saturday and it's time to fire up your grills. We have all sorts of really great guests to come on the show today, and let's get right to them. We've got Scott Newman Bale from Short's Brewery in Bel Air, Michigan, and let's go to Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Good to talk to you. We are big Short's fans here at the Grillin' Guys, and I know you've got that third annual Detroit Fall Beer Festival that you guys are heavily involved with, and we just kind of wanted to chat about that a little bit.
Yeah. It's coming up in a couple of weeks on, October 22nd, I think.
Okay. And you hold that actually down at the, it's sort of a marketplace. What do you call
that? It's in Eastern Market, which is it's a really cool venue. It's in between a couple of the sheds. They were kind of renovating that whole market. But, obviously it's a fenced-in area, as you look around, you can see people actually shopping. It's basically a very large farmer's market, but with other things as well. So
how many brewers are going to be there?
I would expect around 40 different brewers.
Wow.
Often we may even be a little bit more. So the space is pretty tight in there, but obviously we try and fit in everyone we can.
Hey, good morning, Scott. This is Jop. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, looking at the website for this, the brew festival that we have up here in West Michigan always sells out. Are there tickets still available for this?
There are tickets available now, but it will sell out. It sold out last year in advance, and it will definitely sell out again this year.
Yeah, I see those tickets are $35 in advance and $40 at the gate if there's any of them left. And what does that ticket entitle you to?
You get a tokens. I think it's 15. Drink tokens that you can exchange for samples, and then you can get more for 50 cents a token.
Now, how many different...
And then there's bands playing there, and food is available to purchase, and you get your tasting cup and a program and a number of good beers to try.
That sounds like a ball. How many beers will Shorts be highlighting?
We are working on a list still. I think we're going to go for... two tables set up, so we'll probably push it up to, I wouldn't think any fewer than 8, but maybe more than that. So it's hard to tell just yet. We're still in the Great American Beer Fest mode, so trying to get through that first.
Hey, Scott, if people don't know, tell us where your brewery's at.
It's basically in northern Michigan, near Torch Lake, Antrim County, Traverse City kind of way. We're in a little bit out there, but it's a great trip. Very nice, relaxing place. I love it up there.
Yeah, I haven't been to your tap room yet, but I hear lots of great things about your tap room, and you actually brew in a different location.
Well, we brew in both locations, so there's still an active brewery in Bel Air that brews a significant... Most of the beer at the pub is from Bel Air, and even some of the beer out in the field, out in bars and restaurants, and is brewed there as well. The regular beers, some of the more regular beers are brewed in Elk Rapids, which is only about 9 miles away from Bel Air, but a long way to drive, or 30-minute drive, because of you have to drive around a couple of lakes.
Right. Scott, what do you got brewing this fall that is seasonal and something that it'd be worth a drive to go try?
Well, the big seasonal right now is Autumn Ale that just came out. That just came out a few weeks ago, and that's really good. It's an ESB, not too aggressive. It's a very easygoing beer, but it's one of my favorites for the season. We also have Oktoberfest. Noble Chaos just came out. which is should be around for a week or two in stores. Hopefully it gets to October this year. Last year we sold out way too early, so we brewed a little bit more this year.
Well,
and then I think we've got Black Cherry Porter coming out, Kind Ale and Ginger in the Rye, all coming out later in the year, as well as a number of stouts, actually, that we release towards Thanksgiving time.
And you've been brewing for quite a while now. You've got sort of a cult following, from what I can tell. People that are shorts fans are pretty diehard shorts fans, and I run into them all over the place.
Yeah, well, we try to have fun with our beer, so, I mean, there's always something new, always something fun coming out, and we have fun doing it, so we're happy that people have fun drinking it, too.
Yeah. Well, your Oompa Loompalicious is probably your most notorious brew.
Yeah, the humor is, I mean, I'm thankful and astounded that so many people are coming on board. It's definitely a great IPA, and I'm glad that so many Michiganders are coming on board on the IPA train as well. Not just humor, but we have a number of great IPAs in the state.
Scott, can I find your beers in stores around?
Yep. It's in most independent stores. It's in over 2,000 outlets now, so it's in most independent stores and a lot of the major stores, too.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are talking with Scott Newman Bale, one of the owners of Shorts Brewery, and we sure appreciate your time this morning, Scott, and if we get a chance, we're going to definitely head on down to that third annual Detroit Fall Beer Festival in the Eastern Market, because that sounds like just a day.
It's a fun one, and if not, then we'll be there wrapped up in Grand Rapids in February again.
Yeah, well, looking forward to that one, too.
Thanks
for spending time with us.
No problem. Have a good day.
Okay. That was Scott Newman Bale from Shorts Brewery, and they're up in Bel Air, Michigan, and just really legendary brew house in northern Michigan. They have just a huge following up there.
Yeah, I'm headed up there this week, Bob, or to on a business appointment. I'll swing through there and pick us up some beer.
Oh, yeah, make sure you stop and say hi to John. He's the guy we normally talk to up there, and those folks just do a great job. I didn't manage to get my hands on any Nicey Spicy this summer, and that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, well, we broke the rule and didn't ask him to send us samples, so well, I'll have to pick some up when I'm up there.
That's my fault.
That's all right. No big deal. But anyway, we got a busy show for everybody today. We're going to talk about some of those tailgating grills that are easy to handle, maneuver, and do a really good job for quick grilling. We're going to talk a little bit about our schedule as we're moving through. We got some more remotes coming out, a couple things. T-Gid is going to be on the show with us, our favorite Gidry from... He's going to talk about some Cajun tailgate.
That's right.
So we've got a busy morning for us here today. Denny Skiff from a Texas tailgate. So we're going to go all over the country today, talking a little bit about how they tailgate in different parts of the U.S. Most of it is around college football, and we've had a lot of fun with that, too, because we are the Grilling Guys, and we're going to set you up to tailgate when you go on your way to your game later today.
Yeah, that's right. Danny Skiff's an old friend of mine. The guy is about 6'3", weighs in about 250, and he's like a second-degree black belt in judo.
Not like you, Bob.
Yeah, no, I'm I think a pink belt. Yeah, well, goes with my tie. We've got a few other goodies coming up, but we're going to talk to Alan Bobbs and Merle. He's going to talk about your big event next weekend, because you and our boy...
Brett Bakita and I are going to host a show while you're down hanging out with your son, which is cool. What are you going to do? You're headed down to...
No, I'm headed out to actually to Kansas.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
No, I just got
back. You just got back, yeah.
Alex's deal. My son graduated from Fort Jackson. That was phenomenal, watching those guys marching out of the smoke in the woods. It's, man, I tell you, there's a lot of tears being shed. I've got some great video I'll show you.
Okay, yeah, you got to be proud of that.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty cool. So I'm going to go out and slay a whitetail out in Kansas. I'm going to hit the American Royal and then do a little hunting with our boy, Rob Russell.
Yeah, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about some of those new hunting rules here in Michigan, because there's some crazy stuff going on. Our deer herd's getting big. But stick with us. We're going to talk about these portable grills and a little bit of Bob's going to give us some update on the Michigan beer and wine industry. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.